I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Tis the season when we find zebra mussel and other aquatic invasive species outbreaks across the state. We've got zebes in a number of water bodies, and I'll tell you where when we return. But first...
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
As state citizens begin pulling their docks and other watercraft from Minnesota lakes at the end of the season, new aquatic invasive species infestations rear their ugly head. We've got a number of them around Minnesota this fall. For starters, zebra mussels have been confirmed in Roosevelt Lake in Cass and Crow Wing counties and Swan Lake in Itasca County. A surveyor found three adult zebes at the Roosevelt Lake public water access, and Itasca County invasive species staff found juvenile zebes in Swan Lake attached to some settlement samplers. Zebra mussel larvae were also confirmed in White Earth Lake in Becker County. White Earth Nation invasive species staff contacted the DNR after lab analysis showed microscopic zebe larvae called villagers in White Earth Lake water samples. Finally, we've got a double whammy in Anna Lake in Ottertail County. There, the DNR has confirmed the presence of zebra mussels and starry stonewort. A lake property owner contacted the DNR after finding zebra mussels on a concrete block near a boat lift in Anna Lake. And while searching for the zebes, DNR staff also found several small patches of starry stonewort.
This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.